So soon as they call, they'll say, what time can I get in? We will then ask what their draft is, so how much water they need. And then we will work out what time we'll get them in. So that's how it works. But in the summer, it's constant. So you have two tides a day. And in the summer, morning, night, afternoons, evenings, whatever, we're bringing boats in and out all the time. A lot of people don't realise how many boats come visiting here during the course of a year. And it's really good for the local economy because they come here, they tie on the pontoons, they have a few days staying here, they go eat and drink in the town. So it all works in.
Because there's lots of ports along the Norfolk coast that have fallen on bad times and can't seem to recover.
Well, I be honest with you, there's not that many ports on. From once you come out of Great Yarmouth, the only place you can get into between Great Yarmouth and if you're going to the north, you can come into Wells, you can go into King's Lynn, but nobody wants to go into King's Lynn because you have to go right down into the Wash, then several miles up a river. So most people skip King's Lynn. So really, once you're out of Yarmouth, it's either Wells or you have to carry on up towards Hull and Grimsby. So you do have Blakeney, and of course, there's nothing between Great Yarmouth until you get to Blakeney. But Blakeney isn't lit and buoyed, and you don't have harbour masters and escorts in and everything else. So not many people go visiting into Blakeney, very rarely. You have Burnham Overy, where again, nobody could get in. Unless you have local knowledge, you can't get in there. Then you have Brancaster, and again, you need local knowledge. Then you have a lot of little places like Farnham and places like that, but you just don't go in there. So really, in the real world, Wells is the only place between Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn, or Great Yarmouth and Grimsby.
Right. But even in the early days, it was a place for a great trading port, wasn't it?
Yeah. I said to you a few minutes ago that Blakeney was, unless you had local knowledge, but Blakeney was a really busy trading port. Burnham Overy was. But Wells was, at one point, it was, trading-wise, it was nearly as important as Liverpool, and that takes some believing. Whoa. But its trading port was very, you only need to see the frontage of Wells, all the old silos and the old granaries been turned into nice apartments and penthouses now. But in its day, there were all the places that used to unload the corn and everything else.
When would that be?
Well, Wells, in its heyday, I imagine, you asked me earlier, it was about 1700s and 1800s, really, really busy port. The 1900s was, and we had the coasters in and out, and we used to have several hundred coasters a year. So it has been busy for trading, but the problem was the ships got bigger and bigger. And when I say bigger and bigger, I don't mean so much the depth of water they need, but the length of them. So once we got them in here, we struggled to turn them around.
Right.
But that was the same for ports all over the country. So you can't get these small ships anymore today. They're all massive ships, which you can't get into Wells. So as I say, we had to stop doing the ships, and we went over to leisure. But since we've gone over to leisure, we've been busier probably than any time.
I'm sure the British public keep you endlessly amused with their escapades in port.
I just as you think of, I've seen or done everything, or seen everything, something else happens, honestly.
Yes.
Something takes me by surprise. And you never, no 2 days are ever the same when you've got the British public, I can assure you. My biggest job, even though I'm a harbour master, is looking after, managing, and shepherding the public visitors around this place. Because you never know what they're going to do next. And they do some amazing, alarming things. And some of them are very funny, some of them are very tragic. But there is some great things. And as I say, every day something different happens.
Robert, we must leave it there, but thank you so much for sharing some of your stories and the history of Wells Harbour.
Okay, I'm going to just finish with one story for you.
Thank you.
Just to show the things we actually really do get involved in. Every day when I finish my shift, or most days when I finish my shift, now whatever time of day or morning it is, I normally jump in the boat after the shift and I'll go down the harbour in the boat. And I always go to the same place and I turn the boat around and just make sure everything's okay just before I leave off and call it a day. Now, whether that's 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night, it's just something I do have a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it for years and years. And on one particular day, I jumped in the boat and I went, and believe it or not, it's quite uncanny, it was a Sunday morning. I jumped in the boat and I went down the harbour about 11 o'clock. It was an hour after high water, and it's normally, I'm starting to think about winding down. And I looked around the harbour at the same place I always stopped, and everything was fine. Everything looked good. There was a food boat sailing. Everybody was where they should be. There was no dramas going on. And it was all fine. So I turned the boat around and started heading back towards the harbour office and to moor the boat up. And as I was going along, I kept thinking to myself, I need to go further today. And I thought, no, I'd never go further. And I thought, no, I need to go further today. You should have gone further, Robert. And I was having this conversation with myself in my head, thinking I was going a bit mad. So I thought, I don't know. Okay, I will. So I turned the boat back round again. And I went past my normal stopping point, which is about a half a mile down the harbour. And I carried on to a point about a mile down, right down where the lifeboat house is, down near the beach. And as I got down there, I was having this conversation in my head all the time, thinking, I don't know what I'm doing. I never come down here. I don't feel no good this far. So as I got down to the bottom, I stopped the boat about a mile, so about an extra half a mile than I normally go. And I looked around again, and everything looked fine, and everything looked okay. And I looked towards the entrance, and all looked okay. And I thought, well, I don't know what that's all about. And then all of a sudden, right at the corner of my eye, out towards the entrance, something was there. So I picked up the binoculars, and I looked out to the entrance of the harbour, which is another mile,
mm-hmm.
and I could see a little boat. Now, it's like any job, being a harbour master, you soon get used to knowing what's the norm and what's not norm. And this time of day, on the state of the tide, it was unusual. So I went off down the beach towards this boat I could see in the distance. And as I was getting closer, it was getting closer and closer to the bath, to the entrance, and closer to the white water, if you like, the broken water. And as I got a bit closer, the person in the front of this small boat was waving. So I just thought, okay. And to be truthful, I'm not being blasé, but it's not unusual. People get in little muddles and have little dramas every day, and it's nothing new for us. We're always going to tow people in or helping people out. It's part of our job. So I just thought, well, I've got to get to them before they get to the bar, because they're going to be dangerous.
Right.
So as I got to them, they were just short of the bar. And I went alongside and I said, throw me a rope. And they gave me a rope. And I just pulled them away from the bar with my boat, just taking them a bit further into safer, calmer water. And then I said, you better get in here with me now. So they got out of their little, it was a little inflatable dinghy. And I said, you better get out of your dinghy and get in here with me and we'll go back. And honestly, it's no drama. It's nothing we hadn't done before, hundreds of times. So as I'm going along, the two people, a young man and a lady, get in the boat. And as I'm going along, I'm making conversation with them. And I said, so what happened, guys? And they went, oh, we're really, really sorry. And I said, honestly, it doesn't matter. It'll be happening again tomorrow. It happened yesterday. It'll happen next week. You're not the first. So don't be embarrassed. It's absolutely fine. Well, this lady said, well, you won't believe it. She said, I come here on holiday and I was staying in a cottage in Wells, and this young man is staying next door and he wanted to go out in his boat, but his family didn't want to go. So I said, oh, I'd love to go. I've always wanted to go on a boat in Wells Harbour. So he offered to take me. And she said, we had a lovely time exploring the harbour, and we got round near the lifeboat house and the engine broke down and the tide was going out, and we tried to row and we couldn't row against the tide. And she said, we kept getting out further and further and further. And she said, I realised that I was being washed out to sea.
Mm.
And she said, what am I going to do? She said, what am I going to do? And she said, I could see all the breaking of the sea, which was at the bar.
Mm.
And she said, I'm at my wit's end. This is it. This is the end. She said, so I did what all good nuns do. And I said, sorry. She said, I do what all good nuns do. And I said, nuns? She said, yes, I'm a nun. And I went, but you're not wearing a habit. I'm on holiday, she said. And I'm in an order where I don't have to wear a habit when I'm on holiday. So she said, I got on my knees and I prayed. And I prayed for help. And she said, when I'd finished praying, I looked up and you were coming towards me.
Mm.
All I'll say is what made me turn around whether you believe or whether you don't.
Well, I would say telepathy. Turnaround.
Yes. So something might be turnaround. So whether it's the power of prayer or whether it's something else, who knows?
I think that's a wonderful story to end on. I think people will really identify with following your gut instinct, and also to know that in the worst kind of adversity, you never know what might come to help you out.
Exactly.
So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hope people enjoy it.
Carolyn was talking to Robert Smith, the harbour master of World's Next to Sea.